7.
The Africa Report.
At a Southern African Development Community gathering, Botswana President Ian Khama objectified women in his remark about the reed dance in which hundreds of maidens had participated. He went on to joke about President Jacob Zuma and his deputy attending the gathering, suggesting that the chance of seeing the maidens was the reason Cyril Ramaphosa accompanied Jacob Zuma to the meeting. Reports that at his particular moment, the crowd burst into laughter. We have a recording of that moment.
Now I would like to come to thank His Majesty most sincerely for the amazing spectacle that we witnessed yesterday, and that is the reed dance. It was one of the most colorful ceremonies in every sense of the word that I have ever witnessed, Your Majesty. You and your nation should be very proud of yourselves for that cultural extravaganza. It is not often that a president and his deputy would be out of their country at the same time, especially in the same foreign country. But when Cyril Ramaphosa heard that there was going to be a cultural event which involved hundreds and hundreds of young Swazi maidens, he said to President Zuma, "On this occasion, you're not going alone. So don't think he's here for anything to do with SADC." Yesterday, as I was sitting next to President Zuma, I asked him whether the Zulu nation do anything similar. And he said to me that they do. So I wonder why, Your Excellencies, we have never been invited to South Africa. President Zuma has just wanted to keep them for himself. So, we will have to talk to the King of the Zulus to invite us the next time. Anyway, this reed dance would be a good reason for every single summit of SADC in future to be held in Swaziland.
That is Botswanian President Ian Khama in his capacity as the SADC chair when he was opening the gathering. And he's gotten into quite a bit of hot water for those statements, understandably so. Joining us on the line is a human rights attorney operating in Botswana, from Gaborone, in fact, Weyapo Ndadi. Weyapo, he is your president. He is the chair of SADC. He is a political leader on the African continent. He should not be reducing an important ceremony as a reed dance to a joke to get laughter from the audience, should he?
Absolutely. He shouldn't be doing that. And I'm surprised that our leaders in the region found that to be a laughing matter. They were really blown away by what is supposedly a joke. And in my mind, there is nothing joyful about the statement. And it's a statement that, to me, really goes on to entrench what women have been going through. Women have been seen largely by their main folks as objects to be used to gratify men. And that joke really echoes that, and it's a high-level authorization for people to look at it that way.
It does entrench quite strongly the patriarchal messages that stop, quite frankly, the advancement of women on this continent. And how have the people of Botswana reacted to this joke, I suppose, he was sharing in Swaziland?
I think the reaction is as divisive as the red dance itself. There are those who found it to be a very good joke, and there are those amongst us, like myself, who found it to be offensive and unpalatable, and really a statement not to be associated with the highest office in the land or in the region as you are speaking in his capacity as SADC chair.
Has he gone on to perhaps explain why he chose this as a joke to share at the SADC chair? And an explanation perhaps that would appease someone like you who is opposed to the tone of the joke and the sentiment behind it?
No, and I don't expect him to, because it's unlike him to give any apology or any explanation.
It was not too long ago that the Ministry of Labour and Home Affairs, through the Gender Affairs Department, made significant progress in empowering women, particularly in the business sector. That was according to reports from your country. A press release from the ministry saying that funding for women to start income-generating activities had shown growth from 2 million pule in the 90s to about 38 million pule in 2016. So there does seem to be work being done in the positive direction in your country as far as the empowerment of women is concerned?
Yes, we are sending mixed signals. There was a time where we were vigorously opposed to the adoption of the gender protocol, the SADC one, or the gender protocol on women's rights. And there are times where we do certain things that are positive for women. So it's, I would say, we give on the one hand and take away on the other. And that's not a consistent message, really. We should be showing that women are as equal as men and they have rights akin to the rights enjoyed by men, and that they are not objects of sex and that they are not objects of men to really look down upon or find gratification for.
So what happens next, Oyapo? You are a human rights attorney. Are you going to take a legal stance on this matter against the president?
Well, I've already started engaging my followers on Facebook about the issue, and I know I'm followed even in government. So it's an issue that is already in the public space, and I'll be engaging the media in the following week here in Botswana to talk about it. And possibly that would put pressure on the president to apologize. And like I said, it's highly unlikely that he will, but at least the message will be sent to him, and hopefully going forward he will choose his jokes carefully.
It was in poor taste, without a doubt. Oyapo Ndadi, thank you very much for your time this morning. Joining us on the line there from Gaborone in Botswana, he's a human rights lawyer.